Good evening. For those of you who don't know me yet, my name is Hannah Manns, and tonight I have the privilege.
Yes, thank you.
I have the privilege of sharing with you all a part of my testimony that has been by far the most pivotal time of my life, aside from my salvation story and, of course, my husband and children. For the sake of understanding the story, I want to briefly share with you all how I came to saving faith. I grew up attending church with my family, and I believed I was saved in my preteen years. But in my early 20s, it became abundantly clear that my heart had not truly been transformed by the gospel. But praise the Lord that through the faithful preaching of God's word at a church where I attended in college and through my own time spent seeking truth in God's word, the Lord called me to himself and saved me from my sin and eternal death. John 1:5 says, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." The light of the Lord began to shine on the darkest depths of my soul, and I knew I could no longer hide from the darkness that was holding me bondage. And because the Lord is my strength and my salvation, it felt as if the Holy Spirit was nudging me to bring light to a specific darkness that I'd been carrying with me, constantly bringing me back to a destructive state of deep depressive despair, the weight of which I felt like a heavy broken suitcase chained to my side, and I was desperate to be freed from it. As difficult as it was, I knew I needed to acknowledge the truth. That truth is that I am a survivor of sexual assault and abuse. Today, I know that what happened to me was not my fault, and I bear no responsibility. But before I could deal with the pain and trauma of what those experiences had taken from me, I needed to sort the lies and the truth. I carried the weight of shame, anger, and brokenness. I believed the lies about my brokenness, that I was unlovable. Damaged and unworthy of anything good. And before Christ, I was all of those things. And because, aside from being born into sin, I also knew the pain of being sinned against also caused me to sin against others. Instead of righteous anger, my anger came from a place of destructive self-centeredness that hardened my heart, and I was reminded by verses like 2 Corinthians 5:17, Romans 8:1, and Ephesians 1:3, that in Christ, I am a new creation, and there is freedom in that. And in Christ, I no longer carry the weight of my shame. It was salvation that brought me to a place of repentance. It was the Lord's grace and kindness that my broken heart and security were able to begin healing. I prayed in earnest for the renewal of my mind. The Lord placed wonderful, godly people in my path who encouraged me, prayed for me, and listened to my story, and the weight of what I had carried for too long began to ease. It was my church and the members who pointed me back to Christ and held me accountable as I sought to be freed from this darkness. It has been this church and the members and our unwavering commitment to the faithful preaching and teaching of God's word that has continued to sanctify me. There was no justice for me on earth, and I have unexplainable peace with that. Instead, I have found true forgiveness. For that, I am eternally grateful for the Lord's provision. I will be honest, I still sometimes wonder, why me? But it is no longer with a tumultuous anger and hatred that I once felt because the Lord graciously healed my broken heart. I can also see today how the Lord was preparing me for the years that were to come. He matured me in ways that I never could have fathomed. He can use even the darkest situations for his good and for his glory. But on the days When I need to be reminded that I am no longer that broken girl, I find solace in God's word, specifically Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am grateful and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As I close, I want to share that the statistics for sexual assault victims are sickening, and I encourage you all to look up the numbers for yourself. Because this is not just about women. Men are victims too. And if you are a person that has ever been a victim of this kind of violence, I need and need someone to talk to, please know, ladies, you can talk to me. And men, please seek out my husband, Jeremy, or any of our other elders, as I'm sure they would be willing to speak with you. Thank you.